Hi, this is Sarah Maddock here at the Studio Cast. We're going to talk about what the next steps of taking a listing are. Now, we're kind of coming at this from the perspective of we've been working together with you to get the house ready for sale. We've maybe come out a couple times, given you a list of repairs, you know, move this furniture here, restage the home there, let's get the curtains out of the way, paint this room, and so on, right? So, but I wanted to talk a little bit about really like we're leading right into it. Okay, it's going to be listed on the market next week, but how do we get from we're kind of ready to...
So pictures have not been taken.
Pictures not taken. Yeah. You know, maybe we're coming in there to do that last consultation, but also just to line up, okay, the actual dates.
Yep.
On this day we're going to take pictures, on this day we're going to have the so how do we go about doing that, getting from this sort of nebulous we think we're ready to oh my gosh we're going to start showing the property next week? What are the steps?
Well, I know, you know, part of what weighs into that is any kind of timing requirements for the seller.
Sure.
You know, if you've got a seller that's moving on a certain date or has to be out of their house at a certain date or relocating, or are they in the house?
Right.
You know, oftentimes what we're seeing right now is if there's an opportunity for the sellers to actually get out of the house.
Like take a vacation this summer.
Or just the weekend.
Yeah. Or just go up north for the weekend.
Because if we know, kind of, wouldn't you, suffice to say, with our coming soon status, if you were to put that in place before it goes active, you're going to have that couple of 4 or 5 days before it goes active.
Okay, so you're talking gibberish to me right now.
Okay.
So wait, let's do this, Todd. Let's pretend this is the first of the month, and you tell me that your family is going to be up north on the 10th through the 12th.
Perfect.
Sure.
Okay, and the 12th happens to be a Sunday. Let's just make it super easy.
Easy.
Right?
Oh.
So why is that easy, Jeffrey? What's going to happen on the 12th? Let's work backwards.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen on the 12th?
So if their family is going to be gone from the 10th through the 12th,
yep.
How do you line up, how do you tee up that listing?
So I know I'm going to have a vacant house from them that weekend.
Yes.
So I'm going to back out from that probably 8 days prior to that. I want to have photography done.
Okay.
I want the lawn to be cut the day before.
And who pays for the photography? Who's doing that? I need to hire the photographer?
Nope. As an agent, we take on the responsibility for marketing the house. That is one of our costs. Video, photography, all of that becomes one of our costs. We want to take on, or we want to set up the perfect stage for the photographs and the listing. So the responsibility for the seller is have the grass cut, have all that prepped, and we're assuming that it's already staged and prepped on the inside.
Right.
Maybe
right.
There's a cleaning crew that's come in and done a final fresh up.
Right, right.
But 8 days before that, so you said the 10th is when
The 10th, they're coming home Sunday night.
So by the 2nd, I want to have photography shot, at the very least. Usually is a 24-hour turnaround on that. So.
Yeah, and then maybe even 48 if there's video, drone, social media, reels, the things that we like to do.
Right.
It's usually about 2 days. You know?
And our coming soon status allows us to put things into the MLS, allows agents, buyer's agents, to schedule showings when it goes active, which would be the 10th.
Right.
And or after.
Right, right.
And hopefully that whole weekend.
Yeah, hopefully that whole weekend.
Is that busy go and show time where they don't have to schedule and get an approval from the seller. Yes, I won't be in the house at that time.
Right.
Which is why those sort of setups work so well.
It is great. Mm-hmm. So we like to do like a coming soon several days before we're actually showing it.
Correct.
Right,
yes.
Is what we're saying. Because it gives us a chance to market it, kind of froth up the market,
see how many buzz.
Yeah, there you go. Get some buzz, do some social media posting, get out in front of it a little bit, maybe even answer questions from agents who are preparing to show it. Yes. I mean, gives everybody just a little bit of a chance, right?
Yep. And so I think there's a quick word to be said here too. So if the 12th is a Sunday, and that's typically when an open house would be done, I think it's important to say that the aim for the open house is to expose that property to the public as much as possible. So yes, It went live, active, if you will, on that Friday.
Meaning showing started.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. It came off of Coming Soon. It's a status that we use as realtors that does not allow any showings at all to
right.
happen.
It goes online, but there aren't any showings.
It allows us to build the buzz, get yep. the marketing out there, and tell the market this property is coming to the active status here very soon.
Yep.
As soon as it goes active, that's when showings can begin. So mm-hmm. Friday, the showings begin. So the showings are literally a buyer's agent and their buyer schedule a time. They go through and check out the property.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doing the open house on that Sunday, the aim of that open house, there's a couple of different aims there, but the aim for the seller specifically is their neighbors and anybody in the public that's interested in seeing the home that have learned about it,
mm-hmm.
no matter how they learned about it, mm-hmm. to come wandering on through for about a 2-hour window on a Sunday afternoon.
And you know what's interesting about open houses? There have been mixed opinions about it over the years. I think we share the same opinion as the Studio 48, that, you know, I, for one, as a buyer's agent, have been so grateful for open houses, because in this market, in the last, let's say, 5 years, where homes are selling in a day or two or three,
mm-hmm.
If there's not an open house, sometimes we are really scrambling to get three working adults to get
right.
in through the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the open house really allows for buyers to come through, maybe unattended with their agent, even though their agent maybe be attentive, they are not in attendance because of their own schedule. And so it's just a great way to get actual, you know, serious buyers with agents that have pre-approvals that are dying to see the house, get in the house. And I don't know about you. I'm sure, in fact, I know about you. I know that you too have had great offers come through because the buyer walked through the open house and their agent called me immediately and said, they love it. I'm
yes.
writing an offer.
Yep.
You know, so it's so important in this market in particular, I would argue,
hands
to
down.
Allow the open house.
In addition to that, I have found, you know, we have this brisk market and it goes active on Friday and you have multiple showings through the weekend
mm-hmm.
and offers start coming in
mm-hmm. yep.
and the agents start saying, are you going to have highest and best, or are you going to have a deadline?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, let's just say that the 12th, that Sunday, is your deadline, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I have had many times when people have written an offer or know they're going to write an offer, they'll come back through on
yes,
Sunday
yeah.
to the open house
yep.
just to craft a little bit more, okay, I love this house, I know we're writing an offer, I just wanted to see this.
Yeah.
Show my mom,
yeah.
or bring the kids through,
yeah.
or, you know, in a market this hot, you don't always have a chance to see it twice. That's why I think the open is
and
so important.
And it's not so much second guessing,
right.
Am I unsure about
it's
whether?
Usually a reinforcing.
It's a reinforcement.
Yeah, it's a reinforcement,
correct.
I agree.
Nope.
So we back up from the open house.
Yes.
We have the house showing start,
mm-hmm.
we have the coming soon status, and right before that we have the photography. I usually will advise buyers that, listen, for the photography, it needs to look like this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We need to have, you know, the bath mat pulled away, the shower curtain pulled away, the knives
toilet
off the counter,
down.
Toilet lids down, you know, all of these things. But don't spend time, seller,
mm-hmm.
Deep cleaning your garage that
right.
day.
Oh my gosh.
Or, you know, I don't know, wiping the toothpaste out of the drawer,
right.
or, you know, the things that we are not going to take photos of,
yeah.
don't spend your time doing that just yet.
Mm-hmm.
You have time for that between the photos
mm-hmm.
and the day that showings start, like Friday.
Yeah.
You've got 3 or 4 whole days to have a deep clean. Now, obviously, the windows should be washed, the
right.
light bulbs should be, you know, all matching and pretty.
Yeah.
The carpet should be vacuumed.
Yeah, right.
We don't want anything to show in the photos, the lawn, like you mentioned. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, don't go deep cleaning your refrigerator.
No.
I mean, please do before people come.
Yes.
But we don't need to do that during
the
photography. Right. So we can time things
yep.
so that, you know, okay, yeah, spend your time with the deep clean after the photography before showings.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
so.
When do you guys typically do your paperwork, your listing? You sit down and actually take the listing paperwork,
yep.
fill out the disclosures, fill out all the various forms, explaining all the various forms. When do you do that typically?
So in the back of my mind, I've got how I typically run a transaction for sellers is work with them to figure out what is their best for them. What is their target goal on selling the property? Like literally handing the keys over to the purchasers.
Mm-hmm.
And I work backward from that date, honestly.
Or
and,
even from, yeah, from moving out,
right.
which is not always the same as the closing date these days.
Exactly. Like, sometimes there's post-close occupancy.
Yeah, yeah.
But my point in starting there is that's what I'm targeting. That's what I'm aiming at on their behalf.
Right.
And if I know my work and I know my marketplace, I know how long on average the average priced house is going to take to sell in this particular market. And I will literally work backward from there. So if I'm sitting with somebody, let's say in July, and they're telling me, hey, Todd, you know what? In October, we want to be gone. We want to be out of the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, you know what? It's going to be about 30 days for a transaction to run its course from the bottom lining of a purchase agreement to sitting at the closing table. Mm-hmm. So if you tell me that October 15th is the date that you want to be gone, we need to have your home under contract by September 15th. Well, how do we make sure that we're targeting September 15th as the date that the offer to purchase your home gets signed? Well, that means immediately before that, we need to have that open house. We need to have you on the market. And if the market's zipping along like we expect it to be at that point in time, then that weekend right before the 15th of September is where I want your open house to have to happen. Now, I work backward from there, just like you set up, Sarah, that, Jeffrey, 10 days prior to going active, I want to have my photos and my marketing all squared away so that I can build the buzz and the marketing buzz around that particular home when it becomes coming soon and then when it's active. So to your question directly, Sarah, when do I start working on the listing docs? It's going to be before I pull the trigger and get my marketing crew out there.
Right.
Until I see a signature on a contract, I don't have anything that
is actionable. Because to Jeffrey's point, you know, we're paying for the marketing and we're happy to do it. I want control over that because that's my brand image as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, we want to have the listing docs signed. And I would even say, you know, if I were talking to a seller now who isn't going to list for, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, whatever, and I'm working very closely with them to, you know, get in touch with contractors. Maybe I'm even meeting contractors there to help consult with that. Maybe I'm, you know, coming through the property several times to help with staging. Maybe I'm setting up a stager. You know, obviously, most agents are willing to consult and put that time in. But we want the paperwork in place, right? And I think that's fair to say, okay, well, I'm happy to be giving you months of time and consultation, but you know, we want to have the listing paperwork signed. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we're going to list it that day.
Correct.
It just means that somewhere in there we have a legal agreement between the seller and we, the listing agent, that says, hey, you know, we are asking you to do this work in anticipation of having it listed and in anticipation of selling it. Mm-hmm. Now, I always say to sellers and buyers alike, I don't get paid unless you sell or buy. Like, if the transaction doesn't close, I don't get paid. I don't come after you for like the months and months or weeks and weeks and hours I've spent. That's on me, right?
Yep.
But in order to ensure compensation, I'm going to ask a seller to sign paperwork for me, and that could be weeks before the property is listed.
Absolutely.
I always find it, you know, I think we've all sat down and found this relationship is working really well.
Right.
My listing presentation is convincing about the resources that I can bring to the table. We're on alignment on the price. I like to try and get listing documents signed as soon as possible because I then have a contractual fiduciary responsibility to you.
Yes.
And that means I'm yours. I am your cheerleader, your chief cook and bottle washer. I'm doing everything for you and not for somebody else.
That's right.
And if you want to deploy me and all of my resources to do everything for you, even if it's 2 months in advance, I'm signing a listing agreement right now for somebody who's not going to sell until September.
Yep.
But they have two kids, they have a house full of things, and they're moving to California. And I said, it's going to be impossible to get through, set things up, photograph, and do all that and stage and have your family live in peace during that process.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can sign it up front, you've deployed me to do everything
that's
that we need.
I think that's important to note. It's not just about the listing contract is not just about a guarantee that we are going to get paid. It is also, it does set up an actual legal relationship. In fact, there's three whole pages called the Disclosure Regarding Real Estate Agency Relationships.
Yep.
And it does set up that fiduciary duty, that duty of confidentiality, of advocating for your client, of a level of responsibility that you know, we wouldn't have without that paperwork in place.
And that, you just hit a word, confidentiality, that I think is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Because you then have this relationship with these people who are going to share things with you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it goes no further than you.
That's right.
You don't have any obligation to that in the absence of that.
Right.
Yes.
We're all good people, good, honest, ethical people. But in the whole processes, if you go down the road and you're working for weeks to do all of these things, I like to have those things in place so that everybody's protected.
Right.
Yeah, that phrase, fiduciary responsibility, is key, I would argue, in this whole conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To Sarah's point, this is not about us making sure that we're paid. Yes, that's part of it. But more importantly for the consumer, there's that fiduciary responsibility. By signing on the line, which is dotted, for a listing contract with us, you are guaranteeing that fiduciary responsibility. Literally, you are yoking us with that responsibility.
Well, yeah, you're
to cover you, to cover
right.
your confidentiality, to work to your best interest.
Right.
When you state, I want to get sold by October 15th, mm-hmm. and I'm aiming for this level of net proceeds to come off mm-hmm. of the table, and you sign that listing agreement, dude, I'm now responsible fiduciarily to help you meet those goals.
It's fiduciarily a word?
I just made it up on the fly.
I love it
when we make up words. Fiduciarily?
Right, I did it on the fly.
Listen, you're connecting with a pro.
Yeah.
Who uses words
like
fiduciarily? Listen, we have ad copywriters, so.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we just wanted to walk you through that process a little bit. Obviously, mm-hmm. when we sit down to consult with you, dear seller, and your particular situation, all of this can be modified, and it always is.
Mm-hmm.
There's not any one exact way to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't have a trip planned, it's not like we can't work around your family, your schedule, whatever is best for you, dear seller. So all of this to say there are some best practices. We have enough experience to really be able to craft that listing trajectory and just make sure everything closes and everybody goes away happy and your goals are met. So if that is helpful to you, we love it if you'd reach out and let us know how we can help. Otherwise, thanks for listening to the StudioCast.
StudioCast.
This is Todd Waller. The StudioCast is brought to you by Studio 48 at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Snyder & Company Realtors. We can't help you make friends with an OSU fan, but we can help you navigate today's real estate market.